It's the best mix on 98.3 The Coast with your Coast Social Network on the air thanks to the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh. I'm Ginger Martin, and this morning we're speaking with Lisa Cripps-Downey. She's the president of the Berrien Community Foundation. And Lisa, you're about to launch another year at BCF. What is coming up?
Oh, well, good morning. We hit the ground running in January with grant programs and scholarships. I think two things coming up really quickly are the Heart of Cook grant application deadlines. That is February 14th. Get it? Heart of Cook, February 14th. And then on February 28th, the first round of the Berrien Community Foundation for Good grants, those are due. So February 14th, February 28th, we already have two grant deadlines coming up. Shortly after that, the scholarship deadline hits. There's a new online scholarship system. It's open on our website. You fill out one application and it automatically lets you apply for all the scholarships that you're eligible for. We have over 50 scholarship programs. That deadline is March 1st, but I would really recommend that you not wait until February 28th to start that application. So get everybody that you know who's interested in those scholarships thinking about that. Now we've got it for graduating seniors. We got them for adults. We've got them for all kinds of career types. And you can find that all out on our website, which is berriencommunity.org.
Excellent. All right, Lisa, I see that you have a guest with you today. I'm going to let you do the introduction.
Sure, I do. Sarah Jolly, she is the new vice chair at the Berrien Community Foundation on our board of directors. The board of directors is an all-volunteer board that just cares about the community and gives their time to help make us all better. And so I was excited to introduce Sarah and let her talk a little bit about what she likes about the Berrien Community Foundation.
Well, excellent. Sarah, first of all, congratulations and welcome. And yeah, go ahead and tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Ginger. Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be with both of you today. I am the mom of six children with my husband, Jay. We farm and run some small businesses out in the Coloma area. And I have been a part of Berrien Community Foundation's board now. Lisa, you might have to correct me, but I think going on 5 years.
Sarah, what made you decide to take an active role at BCF?
So I think for us, for me in particular, being a part of something in the broader community, being an entrepreneur and kind of living in our own little world, this was a chance not only to see what those community needs were and kind of the fabric of what makes us Berrien County, but also the connections to other board members, to volunteers, to these grant committees. I mean, there's so many interesting people in the realm, whether those are grant recipients or those are other volunteers that I've had a chance to connect with and build some meaningful relationships.
So why do you think the foundation is important to our community?
We think about philanthropy in really broad strokes. And I think the ability of Berrien Community Foundation and Lisa's charm and grace in the way that she approaches what the needs are is unique. And if you think about philanthropy, you sometimes think about really big foundations and things that are really far away. Having a community foundation and doing everything from really tiny one-off backpack projects that impact people hand to hand, right? You're not just connecting those people with a resource, you're actually connecting them with another human being in our community. I think that that's the beauty of an actual community foundation.
So having said that, Sarah, are there any specific programs or projects that you personally are really passionate about?
I love everything that they're doing, from, you know, scholarships to really understanding what transportation looks like in our community. And I think one of the things I love most about Berrien Community Foundation is the youth program that they have in place.
Well, I was going to say, I think one of your children was also a BCF volunteer, right? They might be surprised to learn that young people can get involved here in the community foundation too.
So our son Jackson spent 4 years as part of the team group, which is Teens Exhibiting Able Minds. So the TEAM program gives an opportunity for high schoolers to join in foundation experience. And so often, I think our young people are thrown into being the muscle and the, you know, just show up. Why don't you put this together? Why don't you hand out these brochures? Why don't you do this or that? Berry Community Foundation has turned that entire concept on its head and has really given an opportunity to these young people to sit down and not only understand and discuss the needs of the community, but actually engage with those grant writers and recipients in a meaningful way, and to understand the financial impact of what they're doing, and truly gives these young people control of saying, here's what we know is meaningful, and it is a wholly different perspective than an adult.
So as a volunteer, what's your takeaway? What do you get from giving of your time?
It's hard to quantify those things. And I will say, as a mom and as a business owner, it's hard to carve out time, right? It's hard to say I have another, you know, hour a week or 2 hours a week to dedicate to this. But I will say, for me, that connection to the community, the connection to other board members, and the professionalism with which this office is run, I actually kind of put this in the category of a social engagement for myself. I truly enjoy being with these people. I enjoy the discourse. I enjoy all of the fabulous events that Lisa and the team over at BCF put together for us and the larger community. I truly enjoy the people meeting and the engagement.
Sarah is an awesome board member. She listens, she gives great feedback. I really love how our whole board digs into issues and works to just make our organization better. And I think I should say, we're always looking for volunteers, whether it's on a grant committee or a scholarship review committee or with our events, potential board members. And we love to have people come and find the role that they want to play with us.
If somebody wants to find out more, they want to volunteer or become a part of this, where can they find that information?
You can always go onto our website, which is berriancommunity.org, or you can give us a call. We are really known for loving to talk, which is 983-3304.
Lisa and Sarah, thanks for being a part of the Coast Social Network this morning from the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local organic farm fresh on 98.3 The Coast.